Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next half hour today. That's right, today it's only a half hour. Next Tuesday, though, we'll go back to an hour. And you're listening to the Townships at 12. That's my show here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. Now, today I will be interviewing Dr. Jean Manor. She's the Dean of Humanities at Bishop's University, and she will be talking about the annual Humanities Week at Bishop's, taking place from November 4th to the 8th. But first, we will hear the song Talk by James Bay, and then we will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Something true. There's nobody to blame this time. That's all mine. And if I
for theCUBE, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Dr. Manor to the Townships at 12. Now, Dr. Manor is the Dean of Humanities at Bishop's University. Welcome, Dr. Manor.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Now, you're the Dean of Humanities at Bishop's University, and today you're going to talk about this year's annual Humanities Week. So tell us about the Humanities Week.
It goes to the 8th, actually. It's
okay.
The whole week, as in Monday to Friday. And we have lots of interesting things being put on in order to showcase the sorts of things that we do in humanities here at Bishop. You know, we have a range of events and activities. This year, we're organizing things around the idea of pursuing truth and truth in many ways, including, you know, debates about TikTok and the loss of faith in institutions and experts. That'll be a roundtable discussion. And then we have Alumni Night, who will come and talk about their careers after they've graduated. So it's sort of the truth of humanities and careers. There's this idea out there that it's really hard for humanities graduates to get jobs. And in fact, that's not the case. And we also will have a couple of open classes. One class, students can stop by and learn about tango, learn how to do that dance. And another class, they're going to be exploring a particular dance movement which comes out of Mali. And that class is actually going to be in French. It's a drama course called Technique de Jeu. So those are just some of the things we're having. There's a Donald lecture that's open to the community, and Cliff Cardinal, who is a Cree comedian and playwright, he's going to come and speak. And then we have a author by the name of Ian Darrow. He's going to talk about the internment of Jewish refugees in Sherbrooke during World War II, just over on, I think, Bowen Street. I don't know if you're familiar with that history, but he's going to talk about that. So lots of things happening.
Yeah, there are. How did the theme get chosen?
Pursuing Truth? Well, there's a committee of faculty and staff. They get together and they decide what we'll be able to do for the next year. And through the discussion, they thought that Pursuing Truth would be a very good idea, given the U.S. presidential election and given, you know, the effect of social media on discourse and events that are shaping our world now, and really bringing into question what truth is or whose truth it is, right? And those kinds of things. So that's why that theme was chosen.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Now, are the activities open to only humanities students at Bishop's?
Well, some of them are. The open classes would be open to students, but the Donald Lecture, that's open to the community. The talk about Jewish refugees, that's open to anyone. And I think those are the two ones that speak to or that are open to the entire community. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you hope that people take away from this year's Humanities Week?
Well, a lot of things. One is that they take away an understanding of the fabulous things that we do in our classrooms and outside of them, that they take away the ideas of what humanities is, you know, that it explores something fundamental about the human condition. It explores critical issues in the past, the present, and future. It explores diverse thinking, right, through exposure to other cultures, histories, and languages. So, and we also hope that, you know, they have they learn something from it and enjoy what they learn as well.
Mm-hmm. About what kind of jobs do they get once they get their degree?
Okay, well, really, with the humanities degree, the sky's the limit. And there are people that will talk about soft skills, but I'm going to talk about them in terms of essential skills. And, you know, these skills are like oral and written communication skills, critical thinking, problem solving, information literacy, creative and adaptive thinking. And those skills are wanted in the job market, and they can have all sorts of careers from archiving to journalism to law to broadcasting to, of course, being teachers in education. But marketing is also a very popular career for humanities people to pursue. Human resources, teaching, things related to humanities specifically, as in getting involved in production, you know, theater and music. We have a very good program that gives students access to those kinds of experiences. And then curating and museum work, right, if they want to go that route. Library sciences, I mean, the civil service, of course. So they really do have all sorts of opportunities when they sit down and think about what the employers are looking for, and then they just have to promote their skills in that context.
Yeah, sounds like some base skills for anything in life in general.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the other ones too, like social and cultural literacy, right? They get exposure to other cultures and other points of view, right? Social competence and interpersonal competence, because they get a sense of themselves, and they also, through humanities, have to, you know, present things to their peers. So they have to stand up in front of a classroom, for example, right? Capacity for civic engagement. They have an understanding of what's going on in the world and have a desire to participate in those things and help to change or to shape what's happening. So, yeah, all sorts of things.
Okay. What do you like the most about being at Bishop's, at teaching at Bishop's?
Well, as dean, I don't teach as much as I used to, but that's certainly one of the things I do enjoy. I'm a historian by trade, and so I teach history classes. But it really is the ability to interact with the students directly. Because the classes are small, you really do get to know the students. You'll usually see them every year of their career as they progress through. You get to see them develop their skills and their confidence and their sense of self. And it's just really, really thrilling to see those kinds of things happen.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Dr. Manor?
That, you know, we hope that people come out and participate in the events. The schedule of events, they're published on the BU webpage, and you can access them through the events calendar or through the humanities webpage, so feel free to look them up. And, of course, with all the events, we'll have food and we'll have drinks and we'll have a time to socialize, and there'll be lots of music provided in the background for some of the events. So I think it'll be a really, really great experience for people to come out and participate.
Okay, it sounds great. Dr. Manor, the Dean of Humanities at Bishop's University, talking about the annual Humanities Week coming up on November 4th, going to the 8th. So thanks very much, Dr. Manor, and all the best on Humanities Week.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. And I just wanted to add to the interview with Dr. Manor, in the fall of 2023, there were 412 students pursuing a humanities degree.
Saying that I can't help but ruin one day.
And we just heard a song from El Mean, and the song is called Ode to Wind. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube, 88.9 FM. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. Lennoxville Elementary School's Parent Participation Organization is once again hosting a spaghetti supper to benefit the school and all the students. This is a great way for the community to socialize while enjoying a delicious home-cooked meal. The meal consists of salad, roll, spaghetti, beverage, and a dessert. This delicious meal is an amazing deal at $15 for ages 13 and up, $10 for ages 6 to 12, and free for kids 5 and under. A family package is available for $40, which includes two adults and two children ages 6 to 12, and additional children aged 6 to 12 for just $5 each. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. That's Friday, November 8th, 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Lennoxville Elementary School Cafeteria on Academy Street in Lennoxville. Grace Village Christmas Market happens on Saturday, November 23rd. They are located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke and in Huntingville. The time is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they hope to see everybody there, so come on out and support the Grace Village. There will be a Christmas market, Sunday Christmas market, Sunday, November 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lennoxville, hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary. For more information or to rent a table, please contact Wanda Evans, 819-565-7099. The 1,000 apple pie sale is back for another year. On Saturday, November 9th, the awesome team of volunteers at Grace Village will be preparing 1,000 apple pies for you and your family. The delicious apple pies are ready to bake or freeze, each with baking instruction. Pie prices are the following: $15 a pie or 5 pies for $60. Buy 4 and get 1 free. Pre-order your apple pies online, weblink.donorperfect.com/pies2024. Interested in being a volunteer pie maker? Reach out to Leslie Buchanan at email lesliebuchanan624@gmail.com to be part of this amazing project for Grace Village. There will be a Christmas market, Sunday Christmas market, Sunday, November 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lennoxville, hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary. For more information or to rent a table, please contact Wanda Evans, 819-565-7099. And it's the Adopt a Book campaign going on at the Lennoxville Library. Choose a book from the new book displays at the library or from the new book list on their website. Then make a donation in cash or by check or debit card to cover the book's retail price, typically between $20 and $45. They will inscribe your name or the name of a person you wish to honor on a book plate inside the book and issue a tax receipt for your donation. You can also make an annual donation to the library at whatever amount suits your budget. Pay by cash, check, or debit next time you are at the library, or also online donation site Canada Helps. There will be a presentation on Wednesday, November 6, 7 p.m. Blatant Injustice, Injustice Flagrant, Jewish Refugees in Sherbrooke During World War II. This event is sponsored by the Lennoxville Library and will happen at Hope Community Church, 102 Queen Street in the borough of Lennoxville. Again, that is on Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. ANAF Unit 318, participating in Remembrance Day activities. Saturday, November 9th, service in Scottstown at 11 a.m. Service in Barrie at 2 p.m. Armistice Supper at the ANAF Unit 318. Sunday, November 10th, service in Lennoxville at 11 a.m. Light Luncheon for the community at the unit. Service in North Atlee at 4 p.m. Monday, November 11th, service in Sawyerville at 11 a.m., service in East Clifton, service in Cookshire, and service in Island Brook. Coming up at the Hut, the ANAF, Unit 318, located at 300 St. Francis Street in Sherbrooke, they invite everybody to a roast beef supper coming up on November 9th, 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $25. For reservations, please call Doreen Morissette at 819-821-2967 before November 1st, 2024. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be holding a fundraising concert on Sunday, November 3rd at the St. Elizabeth Church located at 3115 Cableton in North Hatley. The concert will start at 2 p.m. and will feature well-known local artists. Tickets are $20. For reservations, please call Janet Watson, 819-820-7628, or Geraldine McGurk, 819-566-0542. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be having a general meeting on November 8th at Hope Community Church in the basement, 102 Queen Street in Lennoxville. The meeting will start at 9 a.m. and the public is invited to hear the speaker at 10. The speaker will be well-known adventurer Yannick Doudy, and the topic of his talk will be a multimedia presentation by Dr. Doudy about how his personal journey around the world helped him develop a unique approach to bringing aid and education to children who need it most in the developing world through grassroots humanitarian projects. Lots of activities coming up at Literacy in Action, Migratory Roots Project. Also, they're looking for tutors. Check them out on the website lia-estree.org. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca.
Coming to a head, too much hanging on, words we haven't said. Someone's gotta say something, ease my heart or break it instead. You give me attention, give me a praise. Trying to stay if you're leaving. Sweet talk and say that you need me. Wind up and put me in all these situations. I fall in love with the drama. Might be that you're not the problem. Guess I'm a sucker for all these situations. Hero complex, don't know who I should save. Ships they sail, but I'm treading in the waves. Begging for clear skies. You need me, wind up and put me in all these situations. I fall in love with the drama. Might be that you're not the problem. Guess I'm a sucker for all these situations. Situations. Situations.
The song we just heard was by Nicolina, and the song is called Situations. Again, I'd like to thank my guest today, Dr. Jean Menor, the Dean of Humanities at Bishop's University, for talking to us about the annual Humanities Week taking place at Bishop's from November 4th to the 8th. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and thanks for listening. And we'll close today's show with a song from the Coronas, Still on Your Good Side.
Stop it forever.